This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. We'll get to our regular roundtable in just a few minutes, but first, it's the day before the election, and we've got to ask how Black Americans feel about the direction the country is going. To help us with that, we turn to Terrence Samuel of AOL Black Voices. AOL Black Voices and the Associated Press polled 900 likely voters to get a sense of the political climate among African Americans. Terrence, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So, what do you think is the most striking finding of your poll?
Well, I think the headline is African-American voters, on the whole, tend to be more pessimistic about the direction of the country than Americans in general, which is saying a lot, considering that 66% of Americans think that the country is heading in the wrong direction. When you look at that, those numbers for African-American voters, it is up to 88% among likely voters. So you have essentially a very unhappy, disaffected African-American voting bloc. And I think what you see is the poll explaining why there's been so much attention paid to the Black vote in recent days. The election has turned into one in which both parties are not so much interested in swing voters because they think that's not where the election is going to be won, but in turning out their base, and obviously for Democrats, with African Americans making up such an important part of their coalition, they've paid a lot of attention. And obviously Republicans are worried about too huge a turnout among African-American voters, which could cost them the Congress.
At whose feet do they lay the blame for the direction of the country? The president? Do they like the president? What about Congress?
The president is hugely unpopular among African-Americans and has been, obviously, from the very beginning. And so in a lot of ways, African-Americans have been kind of leading in terms of their concern about the war and concern about the direction that the administration is leading the country. Because over time, we've seen the country move closer and closer to where African-American voters are.
If a Black candidate is on the ballot, does that mean that people who are African-American are much more likely to vote for that person?
Much more likely, no. In general, the question about will you vote for a Black candidate because he's Black, it comes at close to like only about 13%, which is, I think, on some level, either a show of sophistication or a show of maturity on the part of African-American voters. You know, in some ways, they've been ignoring race in terms of voting for a long time. African-American voters have been voting for white candidates for a long time. And the reverse has not always been true. And I think there is a sense among African-American voters that race ought not to be the deciding factor. However, obviously, the African-American candidates get a much closer look from African-American voters.
We've been covering the issue of counting votes from Diebold machines to other issues of voting access. Are African-Americans concerned about that?
Deeply. And so you have some concern that has led to speculation about whether this will lead to disenchantment and disaffection and have people stay home instead of going out to vote. The polling suggests that there is enough energy and engagement because of concerns about the war in Iraq, because of concerns about the direction of the country, because of concerns about the economy and Social Security, that you may have a higher than average African-American turnout tomorrow.
Well, Terrence, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Terrence Samuel is AOL Black Voices Political and News Programming Director. To see all of the results of the poll, go to blackvoices.aol.com.